From the best-selling Heroes of History series, Emerald Books presents Daniel Boone, Frontiersman, by Janet and Jeff Benge, read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles from this outstanding series that brings history to life, please visit ywampublishing.com or call 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Escape.
Sheltui! Sheltui, don't do it!
His adoptive mother yelled in Algonquin.
They will catch you and kill you, Sheltui. Come back to me!
As Sheltui tucked his head and urged the horse forward at full gallop, he tried to shut out the Indian woman's wail. He knew he was in the race of his life. He could not let his tumultuous emotions distract him from getting back home to Boonesboro. He had to think of what lay ahead. With one careless move, not only his own life, but also the lives of his wife and children and many other settlers would be lost. For the past several months, since his capture by Shawnee Indians, he had been Sheltui, or Big Turtle, the adopted son of Chief Blackfish, with his head plucked bare except for a warrior's single lock and wearing painted breechcloth pants. But he was also Daniel, the son of Squire and Sarah Boone. Daniel's father had originally emigrated from England, while his mother was born in America. And right now Daniel's wife and children, and the other settlers living in the small community of Boonesboro beside the Kentucky River, were in grave peril. Daniel had learned from his captors that in just a few days, a large raiding party of Shawnee warriors intended to attack and destroy Boonesboro and either kill its residents or carry them away as prisoners. Daniel could not let that happen. He had to try to sound the alarm, even if it cost him his life. Thankfully, Daniel had at least a half-hour lead on the Shawnee warriors, who would surely pursue him. He knew they were able horsemen and quite capable of overtaking him. And so he rode on like the wind until his horse gave out. He let the animal go in a thicket and continued on foot, using every bit of woodcraft he knew to hide his tracks. He ran through brushwood, jumped over boulders, and waded down creek beds. When night fell, Daniel dropped from exhaustion. He dared not light a fire, and he had no food. So he lay down on a pile of leaves and quickly fell asleep. When the moon was high, he was awakened by something seizing one of his toes. His heart thumped in terror as he sat up, fully expecting to find himself surrounded by Shawnee warriors. Instead, he caught a glimpse of a mischievous fox scampering off into the undergrowth. Daniel was so tired, he went straight back to sleep and did not wake up until sunrise. By then, his feet were aching from running in wet moccasins all the previous day. But there was no time to lose, so he put his soggy moccasins back on and continued heading south. All the next day and the day after that, Daniel traveled, urged on by the thought of his family at home in the rough-hewn stockade under threat of a massive Indian attack. As he ran for his life and the lives of others, Daniel knew he was caught in an adventure far beyond what he had ever been able to imagine as a boy back in Pennsylvania, where he roamed the woods and dreamed of the frontier.